Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 335th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Tonight's title, David Pecker Got His Pecker Picked. Let's start, shall we? David Pecker, the owner of National Enquirer, or the chairman, got caught red-handed this week trying to shake down the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. Ouch. Pecker might as well have gotten his pecker caught in a zipper, dead to rights. If you're going to commit extortion, which is what Pecker actually did, don't do it via an email. Doesn't leave much wiggle room to spin it any other way than for what it is, extracting a concession or a takedown of another through the use of an overt or implied threat of force or serious mayhem. Apparently, the National Enquirer had some photos of Amazon's CEO and head, Jeff Bezos, in a sexually compromising way. Having one's body parts ricocheted all over the internet is not anyone's idea of a fun time. The Enquirer gave Bezos an ultimatum: either kill a story that the Washington Post was about to run — Bezos is the current owner of the Washington Post — regarding the National Enquirer's ties or links to Saudi Arabia, or the National Enquirer would publish the compromising photos of Jeff Bezos. The National Enquirer's attorney went on a morning news show today, Sunday, February the 10th, and tried to spin this to downplay the overt extortion present here. He explained that the Post story was not factually correct and that this whole thing was nothing more than mere negotiations between attorneys to settle this dispute amicably. Bull hockey. Extortion is usually present where something of value is extorted from your target or victim. In the case of the mafia, they'll burn your business down unless you, the target, pay them a protection fee for your business, ostensibly to ensure that your business remains free from some supposed attack by a potential evildoer. That costs money. It's a scam. It's nothing more than a racket. It is extortion. That's precisely the case here. Only the thing of value is not monetary, but rather the reputation of an individual such as Jeff Bezos. So what the National Enquirer actually did was to threaten Bezos with publication of intimate physical photos of him and thereby ruin his reputation, supposedly, unless Bezos agreed to the Enquirer's demands that the Washington Post not publish any stories linking the National Enquirer to Saudi Arabia. Whatever else you can say in defense of Pecker's attorney, this is not something involving journalism. This is out-and-out racketeering. So, yes, this involves a classic case of extortion. As such, Mueller should yank Pecker's immunity deal that he granted some months ago in exchange for Pecker's testimony regarding the Russia probe, and instead charged Pecker and his deputy, Dylan Howard, with the original counts that were levied against those two by Mueller, and thus guarantee that these two clowns spent a good many years behind bars, along with Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, and the dumpster, and let's just throw in Jared Kushner and the boy wonder, Donald Jr. Closed. Thank you. That was our 335th podcast, Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself. I think we're going to be shooting around third, and I think we're going to slide in and steal home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but we know you're not along just for the ride, because it is you, in the end, who ultimately decide. So keep on listening. We thank you for your support. We've gotten over 8,000. 461 all-time total listens spread out over 335 podcasts over the last few years. So hopefully we can get to 10,000 listens and maybe take this whole show onto a different level to get the pro version of Blog Talk Radio, where we will have a lot more time, 2 hours a day, maybe a little, some kind of a expanded version, call in maybe perhaps, but longer podcast. Thank you very much. This is the old Rough Rider signing off.